The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, went up on the mountain, and sat down there. Great crowds came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, the deformed, the mute, and many others. They placed them at his feet, and he cured them. The crowds were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the deformed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind able to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Jesus summoned his disciples and said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd. They have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry for fear that they may collapse on the way." The disciples said to him, "Where could we ever get enough bread in this deserted place to satisfy such a crowd?" Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" 7, they replied, "and a few fish." He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and the fish, gave thanks, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over, 7 baskets full. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Little tiny thought for you for the day. Jesus walks the Sea of Galilee, and they bring to him the lame and the blind and the deformed and the mute and many others. The Gospel of Matthew tells us that Jesus felt sorry for them. Stop and think about that. Jesus saw the needs of the people, and he felt sorry for them. You know, let's not forget this. We believe in a God who has a heart, a sacred heart. And somehow, I have no idea what this is like, you know, like in God's experience, but somehow he still continues to feel sorrow for the burdens that we carry in his beautiful world deformed by sin. And he's always been like that. He's been like that in his teachings. Talk about the parable of the prodigal son or the pardoned debtor or the lost sheep. He's like that all through the gospel in his actions. Woman caught in adultery, the widow of Nain raising the poor woman's child back to life. Letter to the Hebrews tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So you look at the burdens that you're carrying now, each last one of you. Does God know? Yes, he knows. Does he care? Yes, he cares. Is there something that you can do to help allow our Lord to act in your life? Yes, there is. Jesus never forces himself on anyone. And that's why you notice right here that in this parable of the miracle of the loaves and the fishes, you know that just in bringing Jesus those few barley loaves and those few dried fish, they did 3 things. 3 things that allowed our Lord to work, and those are the same 3 things that we need to do. First of all, they bring their troubles to him. Secondly, they leave their troubles with him. And lastly, in so doing, they make an act of faith. That's what we need to do. Bring your troubles to him. Now, something goes wrong in your life. What's the first thing you do? Maybe you talk to a spouse. Maybe you talk to a friend. You know, maybe some people turn to one of their friends. Some people turn bitter. Some people turn to a bottle. What's the first thing you do? The very first chance you get, go to our Lord in prayer. You might not get the chance right away, but honestly, your best friend and the only one who can truly help you is Christ our Lord. Bring your troubles to him, first chance you get. Secondly, leave your troubles with him. Whatever weighs on your heart, the only path to peace is to turn it entirely over to the Lord. You know, there's a line here in the scriptures, I'm not sure everybody fully realizes it. I say, pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Just to tell you what I'm praying when I say that. For you, I'm saying my sacrifice, the sacrifice of the Mass, which is the sacrifice of Calvary, that's what's being placed on this altar. With you, as a Christian, I'm placing my own hardships and sacrifices on that altar, and you should be as well. Whatever it is that weighs in your heart, you put it right up there on that altar, through the priest and with the priest. You must make this act of faith in your heart. You must abandon your life to our Lord's care and providence, even if you don't see any results right away. Okay? Bring your problems to him. Leave your problems with him. And lastly, make an act of faith. Now, you bring 7 barley loaves, other gospels say 5 barley loaves, whatever it is, you bring it to the Lord, and it's not enough. In fact, it's absurdly inadequate. It was a huge act of faith. You got 5,000 people, and I'm going to bring you a few barley loaves and a couple of dried fish. But our Lord asks for that faith. You ever stop to ask, why does our Lord ask for faith? You know why? Why does Jesus say he wants an act of faith and he wants people to say, do you believe I can do this? And constantly you hear, trust in the Lord, trust in the Lord, trust in the Lord. Why? It's because love only exists where there's trust. You can love somebody even if they don't trust you, but they can't love you back, not until they trust you. It's love that our Lord wants. That's why he begs us to trust him. And as soon as we do, we free his hand to work, right? Make an act of faith. Leave it in the Lord's hands, even if it seems ridiculously inadequate, to put it up here on this altar. You know, the first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, classic Advent reading. You ever stop to consider that everything in that reading is in the future tense? The Lord of hosts, he will provide, he will provide, he will provide. The world mocks us as Christians for our fixation on the future tense. And we confess without apology, especially here in Advent, we're waiting for something. There's something that we need and it's not here yet. And we're waiting in joyful hope and confident expectation. But as we wait, let's not forget this. Even though the Lord will provide, at this table he already does provide. There is nothing lacking here. That was the secret of the saints. There's nothing lacking at this table. The only thing that's lacking is in you and in me. So as we continue with our Advent journey here, we pray for a greater appreciation for what our Lord has provided and a greater faith to receive it. Amen.